MRN0TRW2D.
Sir, good morning, Rusty.
For me to get tested for COVID so I don't have to find out I have it.
Wonderful. Don't you have any COVID testers?
That won't cover them, and at $20-some dollars a pop, they get that's expensive to have. And if I go to the doctor's office and get tested for it, insurance pays for it.
Much of an option there, then. Do they come out to the car and swab your nose or something?
Yep, this doctor's office, they've got 8 spots outside where they have their doctors and nurses can come out and do their testing and everything else they do. So, yeah, I picked up a headache starting yesterday afternoon, a cough last night. Found out that a couple people who were at my banquet Saturday night have been tested positive for COVID. So I felt as crappy as I felt this morning, headache, aching muscles, a little bit of congestion. It would be smart to go get tested.
Yes, sir. Preventative maintenance. Maybe you won't get it as bad, means you have the antibodies built up, Rusty. We hope not. And if it does test positive, be sure you get that Paxlovid. My doctor said when he caught it, he took that and just went down to the lake and went fishing, and he said it never did get bad enough to make me even lay down.
But do you still need to stay away from everybody else? But yeah, that's what my doctor's office said. If we need to send you that, where do I send it? Because there is a local, I do use a local Walgreens pharmacy for that. So, oh, but like I said, I feel crappy this morning. That's about the only way I can say it.
That sucks. I know what you mean. I had a cold for over 2 weeks. I'm finally starting to get over it. Thank the good Lord. But it was kind of tough, too. And not near as tough as the flu or COVID. Son-in-law's mother, she swears she gets the flu from a flu shot, so she'll never take them. Well, she dang near wound up in the hospital, I guess, and had to go to urgent care, and was really bad with the flu this year. But she still won't get a flu shot. It's a dead virus. You can't get the flu from a flu shot. You can get the sniffles and fever and stuff like that from it, but it's a lot better than dying from it, and they've had quite a few die from it this year.
Yep. That used to be one of the number one killers of elderly people, and I get my shot every year. I've been getting them for years. I've had all the COVID shots. I think I've had 4 or 5 now. I got 4 on my record. The 5th one, they don't fill out that form. So I've had all 5 of the COVID shots. I haven't had the USV, the other one yet, the UVS or whatever it is, SVU or whatever. I don't remember what that one is, but I got to go get that one. But my doctor's office, their pharmacy doesn't take my pharmacy coverage, so I got to go to Walgreens, and I called them the other day and got hung up on, so I haven't made that appointment to go get that shot yet.
You get aggravating. Press 1 for this and 2 for that. Yeah, it's called RSV, respiratory virus thing. I know what you was talking about, Rusty. And it's been going around. Well, they say that this year with the flu shot that they hit it on the head for a change. Sometimes they don't. But, you know, it's an educated guess. They go to China every year and check out what's prevalent, and that's what they put into the inoculations. And, you know, Mother Nature and the good Lord's got control of that. And, you know, sometimes they don't get it percentage-wise as good 1 year as the other. But this year they say they got it.
I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing, too. So, anyway, I don't think, because I've had the flu shot and all, so I had that back before Christmas and all. So, I got a feeling I might have a light case of COVID. I hope that's all it is. They can treat it, because I've had one light case. felt about like I feel right now. So I'll find out shortly. Just thought I'd let you know. And all, if you don't hear from him for a day or so, it'll be because I didn't feel like talking.
Yeah. Well, we'll check on you down the line. And if you need anything, give us a holler, but I ain't getting near you. I'm too old for that. I don't want that stuff. And out in public, boy, just like we went to Sam's and Costco's. I wore a mask, actually, 99% of the time, but I don't know how much that means. Bernice makes the mask and puts a filter. I can't wear those R95s or whatever they are because I can't breathe good enough in them. But N95s, I think, they're just too dense for me. And so when I got in, anytime I got around a crowd, I just slipped the mask up on my face. Anytime I wasn't around anybody, but heck, it's in the air conditioning systems everywhere and that stuff's really transferable. So, hope you get to feeling better, Rusty. We're going to go down to Aldi's in a little bit. Maybe I'll hear you on the way down there in Walmart's. So, there you go again, getting out in the crowds. But I try to stay away from people who look like they're sick. See you later. W2T and 0TR. Good luck, Rusty.
All right. Talk to you later, W2T.